I really don't know if I can't preach this morning. Listen, folks.
Oh,
bless you, Grace. Bless your heart.
Otherwise, I would say pray for the Lord. You can be here. Fill us with spirit.
Yes.
God bless you, bless. This morning, bless you. Thank the Lord that he's risen. Because he lives, the day I live.
Yeah.
I want to thank the church for what they've done for me personally. Help me up before God. I thank the Lord for that. I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah. Well, glory to God.
I'd just like to thank him again for like what I said wasn't sufficient. He's just so good to me. I just want to
yes.
Thank him. I know I can never praise him enough. He's so worthy. He's so good for all that he's done in my life. I just love him. I thank him. I just want to mention that I love him. Thank him for all he's done for me.
Praise yeah, amen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, amen, brother Bud. Well, this is Easter, and you're supposed to preach on the resurrection. But it's resurrection day for a child of God every day. I talk to him every day, brother Bud. He helps me every day. I couldn't make it without him. And I just want to read you one verse, and I don't even know if I'm in the will of the Lord or out of the will of the Lord, but it's on me. And I just want to give it to you if I can.
Bless you, Lord.
I can get to it, Hebrews 7 and 25. And I know across this room there's a lot of needs. There's a bunch of needs. And I've got down here how many times Jesus appeared. He appeared to Mary Magdalene, appeared to the women, appeared to Peter. Peter appeared to James, appeared to those on the Emmaus Road, to the apostles without Thomas, to the apostles with over and over he appeared. You say, preacher, what was he doing? He is wanting them to know he wasn't dead, that he is still able to help, still able to do. I just want to say to you today, he's not dead. He's much alive. He's alive. He's stirred in my soul this morning.
Yes, sir.
But if you need help, well, let me just read my verse. I can't. This is it. Whatever comes of this, here it is. The Bible says this in verse 24, wherefore he is able. That's just where I want to stop at for just a minute. He is able.
Yeah, go ahead, preacher.
If he's dead, he wouldn't be able, but he's alive, and not only is he alive, but he's able.
Yes,
able. Well, glory to God, I serve one that's able. able to do what? Whatever you need this morning. Oh, hallelujah to his name. Let me read it to you again. Wherefore he is able. I look across the congregation. There may be something here that financially you're in such a mess. And no way out. Can I tell you he's able? He's able. Well, glory to God, he's able. He is able. You may be here and you've got family problems. You and your spouse, it just looks like there's no hope. But he is able. He's able. You may be here and your children. Your children may be a mess and it looks like there's no way out. But I just want to tell you, he is able. He is able this morning. Whatever your need is, he's able. He'll help you and he will help you if you'll let him. Well, glory to God. He's able. And then really the context of this scripture, wherefore he is able to save them to the uttermost. He's able to save. You're here this morning. I ain't going to try to preach conviction on you. If the Holy Spirit of God ain't moved on your heart this morning, something wrong somewhere. Maybe you're here this morning. Let me just progress in the manner I'm going. Maybe you're here this morning. You're not where you ought to be with the Lord. It's maybe, I don't know. Maybe it's nothing big. Maybe it's just the little things. Can I tell you, he's able to restore your relationship. That's right. He's faithful. He said if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us. You say, preacher, I went too far. You can't go too far. There's nothing he can't forgive you for. He'll forgive you if you need forgiveness this morning. But then we see really what the verse is saying. Wherefore he's able to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Seeing he ever liveth. He ever liveth.
Amen.
That means he's alive now. He is alive then. 10 million years from now, he'll still be alive.
Amen.
He ever liveth. I'm glad I serve God. It's never going to die. What was it he said? I am he that liveth, was dead, and am alive forevermore. Well, glory to God. My God's not going to die. He's alive forevermore. And he's able this morning. Whatever your need is, he's able to help you. I know there's needs here. He's able to help you. He filled that broken heart.
Amen.
Oh, praise God. He can help you this morning. Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Now here's what this verse is saying. It's saying that he ever liveth to make intercession with the Father for those sinners that'll come and call out on him and ask him to save them. That's right. You see, he's able to save you. You say, I've lived such a horrible life. I've been so reckless and done so many horrible things. Well, if you're saved, he can forgive you and restore you. If you're lost, he can save your unworthy soul. Why is that? Because he is able. He's able. I want to just ask you this morning, where do you stand with the Lord? I mean, we're sitting here just, he enjoy in the presence of the Lord, but where do you stay? If the Lord came back right now, where would you be? What are you trusting in? I'm telling you, the Lord's able. He's able to save you if you need saving. Preacher, what do I do? What do I do? I'll tell you what I done. I just called out and said, Lord, save me.
Amen.
I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to. I didn't know nothing. I just knew I was a sinner on my way to hell. And I knew I was miserable. And I knew I needed help. And I knew He is the only one could help me. And I just said, God save me. God save me. And He saved me that morning. I've been saved ever since. Well, glory to God. That's all I'm going to tell you this morning. You may be here lost. You may be here backslid. You may be here brokenhearted. You may be here with marital problems or children problems or mental problems or financial problems or whatever you got. I don't know what it is, but here's my message to you this morning. He is able. He's able. You know why He's able? Because He's alive. He's a living God. And He'll help you. He's able to help you. And I wonder this morning, does anybody need help? Help nobody else could give you. You see, chapter 4 and verse 15 says this, "For we have not a high priest which cannot be touched with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." He can be touched with your infirmities. That's what I'm trying to say to you. You say, preacher, nobody knows. I put on a big front, but deep inside I'm struggling so bad. And I tell you, He can be touched with the feeling of your infirmities. He knows what you're going through. And I just wonder if you need help this morning. I've just got it in my mind that there's help available. The Lord's met with us this morning. If you need help, I just want to give you a chance to be obedient. You say, preacher, I need to be saved. Well, okay, you can be saved this morning. Preacher, I just need to rededicate my life. Well, You can get restoration this morning. Preacher, I just need that peace in my heart. Well, you can get peace. He's able. He's able. He's with us. Do you need help? Do you need help this morning? If I ask you just to bow your heads, that's my message to you. I believe with all my heart. I believe with all my heart somebody needs help this morning. Now here's what the devil will say to you. He'll just say, put it off. Don't get help. You need help, but get it later. Just postpone it. He'll say this to you. Don't you dare go to that altar. They'll laugh. They'll make fun of you. I don't know what he's saying to you. But can I tell you, he is able to help you, and he wants to help you, and he's touched with whatever's bothering you. It's touched him this morning. I want to give you an opportunity, Brother Allen. You and Miss King come to the piano. And we're just going to have a verse of an invitation. And there ain't nobody here but just us, just little handful of country folk. Why don't you just obey this morning? Why don't you come get the help that you need? If you're lost, why don't you come? Just say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Just talk to Him like you would me. Tell Him you don't want to go to hell and ask Him to save you. He's faithful. He'll help you. Our text verse said this. He is able, and He's able for you this morning. Would you obey? Brother Allen's going to sing. ain't trying. Nobody's going to twist your arm. Nobody's going to drag you. Nobody's going to do nothing. Just you and God. He's able to help you. Our living God is able to help you this morning. While Brother Allen sings, if you need help, why don't you access Hebrews chapter 4 says this: let us come boldly to the throne of grace to find mercy. You say, preacher, I need mercy this morning. Why don't you come? Get that mercy. What is mercy? It's not getting what you really deserve to get. Why don't you come get mercy and grace to help in time of need? Maybe you need some grace to help. Would you just be obedient? Would you be obedient to the one who said this? I am He. The Bible says this about it. He is a. He is a. He'll help you if you'll let. Sing on for a little bit. Do you need to be saved today? Why don't you just be honest with the Lord? Maybe you're here and you're waiting. You just need Him. Why don't you come this morning?
Blood was shed for
thank you so much. Well, that's your message for this morning. And I want you to just take this little phrase, this little thought with you. He is able. And I know there's some folks here that didn't get the help they needed, but when you get to the point that you want it, need it, he is able. And when you get where you don't know up from down, which way to turn, where to go, he's able. He is able. Well, I feel like I've minded the Lord as best I know how. It's rather unusual. But we just have unusual things happen around here from time to time. And so I pray the Lord helped you, spoke to you, done something in your life. Amen.
Thank you for that message.
Amen.
For me, I
God bless you, Missy. Bless your heart. You better write this one down. It probably won't happen again. All right, all hearts and minds clear. Let's stand to our feet. Yeah, amen, Cindy. I know they didn't hear you with everybody standing up. Here's what she said: when we all get to heaven, we'll be a bunch of young people. That's what we'll be. Glorified bodies. All right. All hearts and minds clear. I'll just say in the fear of the Lord, you're at liberty. God bless you.